Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, over the past several years, I have read many of your articles on the Mideast and Iran. How do current events align with your past predictions?
Well, they've confirmed them. For example, Israel's prime minister essentially says that the military power of Iran's been neutralized. Here's a headline from yesterday. Netanyahu hints at early end of war with Iran, says nuclear and missile threats have been neutralized. Says he declared Iran's nuclear missile capabilities have been eliminated. He said Iran today has no ability to enrich uranium, no ability to produce ballistic missiles. Says we are winning, and Iran is being decimated. We're now destroying the factories that produce the components to make these missiles and make nuclear weapons they're trying to produce. And another headline, similar. Netanyahu declares Iran's nuclear missile capabilities neutralized. And in the past week, by the way, the Gulf states called for the United States and Israel to permanently neutralize Iran. And the United States Central Command said that neutralization of Iran's military abilities was what it's trying to do, what its plan is.
To be clear, are you saying that even though Iran may have military victories, its power has been at least somewhat neutralized?
Yes. Now, read a headline related to Donald Trump I saw yesterday. Trump claims Iran's military neutralized. And at his True Social site, Donald Trump wrote, "The United States of America has beaten and completely decimated Iran, both militarily, economically, and in every other way." Also, a True Social put that Iran's military has been severely degraded, says there's no radar, spotters, or aircraft. From a military standpoint, Iran is finished. "I think we've won." That's what Trump said. Well, Iran is not dead. But the fact is, it's been somewhat neutralized.
Well, if militarily speaking, Iran is not yet dead, what is the significance of it being neutralized?
Well, we in the Continuing Church of God never believed that Iran could be the final king of the South of biblical prophecies like in Daniel 11. Because of that, I've long asserted that Iran might somehow get neutralized before this final king rises up. Back in April of 2007, I'm going to read something I posted, quote, "I believe that Iran will be somewhat neutralized at some point in time as I differ from PCG on Iran and the King of the South." Now, I asked ChatGPT about that statement. I asked it specifically, did anyone before me warn that Iran would be neutralized? So it first starts off with the short answer is yes, but not the same way you framed it. Just few, if any, articulated the specific idea that Iran would be neutralized as a prophetic outcome. Then it says, what's distinctive about my 2007 statement is it has two elements that were not commonly paired before 2007. One, Iran is not the dominant power, king of the South. And two, therefore, Iran must be neutralized beforehand. Again, I'm reading from chat. The second step, the deductive conclusion of neutralization, is what stands out. Then chat says, is there evidence somebody said this before you? Quote, from the available material, no. No clear pre-2007 sources surfaced that explicitly uses the concept of Iran being neutralized and ties it into prophetic or geopolitical necessity. There are predictions of attack, predictions of regional pressure, predictions of setbacks, but those are not the same as your, meaning my, formulation.
How did you seem to know that Iran had to be somewhat neutralized?
Well, because Iran has been the biggest military power in the Islamic world, etc. But the Bible doesn't show it becoming the leader of that area. Therefore, I was convinced the Bible supported the view that Iran would no longer hold that position. Look, Many analysts before 2007 speculated that Iran might be attacked or face setbacks. But there are none that I know of who specifically concluded that Iran would be neutralized as a necessary precursor to the rise of the final King of the South of biblical prophecies. And I've repeated this multiple times. May 26, 2010, I wrote, if Iran keeps trying to be difficult on the international scene, it will likely be neutralized, and probably by Israel. Contrary to claims in some groups, Iran is not the King of the South, but is likely to provide support for that coming power. Then in 2013, for example, I wrote, according to Bible prophecy, the King of the South, Daniel 11:40, will rise up, and we'll see if this happens sometime after an Israeli conflict with Iran. Since Iran is not destined to be the King of the South, I've long written that Iran will be somehow neutralized through a conflict involving Israel and or internal strife, etc., and that the regime in Syria would change. And by the way, the regime in Syria has changed.
Uh-huh.
And in 2019, I wrote, expect Iran to be involved in more terrorism, but also expect that Iran will be at least neutralized. Iran is mainly east of Jerusalem. It might be a king of the east, but it is not the king of the south. And look, since that was published, Iran has been labeled as the leading sponsor of state terrorism, been involved much through its proxies, and now the United States, Israel, and the Gulf states have all called for Iran's neutralization.
Who or what will take Iran's place? And what do you mean by neutralization?
The Bible shows that a confederation in the Middle East and North Africa will form, which will basically speak for much of the Islamic world. The leader of this confederation is called the King of the South in Daniel 11. He looks to be an Arab. And the Iranians, they're Persians. They're not Arabs. Now, neutralization does not mean that Iran will be eliminated. But basically, we in the Continuing Church of God believe that Iran will not be in a strong enough military position to become the King of the South, the biblical prophecies. However, it may at least partially support such as that Islamic leader to a degree. Now, in 2021, I posted on August 5th, I've long believed that Iran is a threat that will one day be neutralized, as I believe it will overplay its hand. In October 2022, I wrote, as far as Iran itself goes, while it wants to lead all of Islam, it will fail in that objective. The Bible points to an Arabic power doing that in Daniel 11, verses 40 to 43. Because of that, I've long felt that it may be that Iran would be neutralized before the final king of the south rises up. Now, here's one also from that period of time. It said Iran could be neutralized by internal unrest or other matters. On the other hand, if it employs or attempts to employ certain weapons of mass destruction in certain locales, it may well cause Israel, the United States of America, and others to turn on it and destroy aspects of its military capability. That's happened. And that, by the way, was posted on October 21st, 2022. We have a free book called Lost Tribes and Prophecies. People can get it at csug.org. As a matter of fact, I grabbed a copy of it here. And in this book in 2022, I wrote, despite its posturing, relative military strength, and its ability to damage Israel and others, Iran will somehow effectively be neutralized.
What is it about Iran's ambitions that will lead to its biblical neutralization?
Well, I want to read things I posted before the current war. This one was posted on February 8th, 2026. I wrote, as far as Iran itself goes, it's long wanted to lead all of Islam. It hopes one day conquering Israel, it will get the rest of the Muslims to follow it. However, it'll fail to become the leader of Islam. The Bible points to an Arabic power doing that in Daniel 11, 40 to 43. Because of that, I've long felt that Iran would be neutralized before the final king of the South rises up. Again, similar to what I've written before. And here's something I posted on February 20th, 2026. So seven and a half days before the current war. Despite its posturing and relative military strength, Iran will somehow be effectively neutralized. Look at Ezekiel 32, verse 24. Now, as Benjamin Netanyahu and Donald Trump basically confirmed, Iran has been somewhat neutralized. Yet, there was a critic of a sermon that I gave recently. The sermon was called 21st Century Prophets and Prophetesses, who posted something at an anti-Church of God website. And here's what he wrote. Now, this is after the Iran current one started. He claimed, quote, "Not one prophet from within the Armstrong fold, as far as I can tell, has predicted the events unfolding in Iran. Goodbye, King of the South, laugh out loud. No one has heard of Dr. Teal, especially in Israel, total unknown."
Well, that critic has obviously heard of you since he mentioned you by name. Did he not even take the time to read what you wrote?
Well, obviously not. You know, sadly, this is typical of critics who post at that anti-site. Look, I've written that Iran would not be the king of the South. So an attack against Iran doesn't change it. Matter of fact, that helps demonstrate I was correct that Iran's not going to be the king of the South. And I would seem to be the first one who say that because Iran wasn't going to be the king of the South, it would be somehow neutralized. Now, the reason I use the term somehow, by the way, is the Bible didn't say how, but I looked at world events and said, hey, somehow it's got to happen to get Iran out of the picture to some degree. And also the loss of Iran's supreme leader and many of its top military and political leaders was also a partial neutralization. Now, in Proverbs 26, verse 16, we read, "The lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who could answer sensibly." Now, related to Iran being neutralized and not to become the king of the South, I think I've said like probably seven or eight references today, just now, but I've probably posted this like 70 times, maybe even 170 times since 2007. You know, a lot of critics, they think they're wise, but they don't seem to be interested enough to check out the facts, to be able to discern truth from falsehoods. We in the continuing Church of God have always taught against the idea that Iran would be the king of the South. Plus, we've taught that Iran would be somehow neutralized. And that's not something that other Churches of God, Greco-Roman Catholic, or Protestant churches have been teaching. By the way, additionally, we've denounced certain Protestants who wrongly believe the current war has got to do with Ezekiel 38, which it doesn't. Now, even though the Apostle Paul put in 1 Corinthians 13, we don't always see things clearly, so we have to make some adjustments. But because we in the continuing Church of God rely more on Scripture than Protestants and others do, I'm going to quote 2 Peter 1:19. "We also have a more sure word of prophecy, wherein you do well, you take heed as the light that shines in the dark place." And the continuing Church of God, we'll continue to watch events as Jesus commanded in Mark 13, verse 37.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.